Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. My name's Angela Council and I'm so excited to be able to introduce this new podcast to you. I thought I'd do the first episode just explaining a little bit about what the podcast is about, how it came about, why I thought we needed to do something along the lines of running a business and looking after yourself and your mindset and all of that type of stuff. So that's what it's all going to be about. And I'm also going to share a little bit about my story and what I do. So I know that I've probably got an audience of entrepreneurs. Most of you are probably female. Many of you might be mums as well as running your own business. And that means that you've got a bit of a juggle going on. And even if you don't have children, you've probably got other important people in your life that you've got a kind of balance between running your business and being a partner, a daughter, and all that type of stuff. And it can become really, really exhausting and overwhelming when you're trying to be everything for everyone. And as a busy business owner, an entrepreneur, I'm sure there's times when you feel tired, you feel run down. And then when you're feeling low, then all the doubts start to come in that you're not doing things the right way and other people have got success that you haven't. And all those thoughts just start to go around in your head. And it can be really hard to get yourself motivated again when your energy levels are so low. Now, I'm a naturopath and I've worked with busy women that run their own business for many, many years. And three of the biggest things that I've seen when I'm working with these women is that many of them are not looking after themselves. They're really stressed and they're worried about making money and they're worried about, you know, being a great mom or a great partner. And all of this starts to affect their whole lifestyle. It affects their business. It affects their way of life because there's a saying that says what shows up in one part of your life will show up in another part of your life. So if you're feeling tired and run down, it will start to show in your business. Your business won't be as vibrant and energetic as you'd like it to be. So sometimes you'll find the business starts to stumble. So knowing all of that, what I used to do is I used to work with my clients. And whilst I wasn't really working on their business, I found that working on them and getting them healthy again and getting them motivated and get their energy levels back up, then their businesses just started to grow again and they were making more money. And one of the biggest things that I would find is that women didn't really want to take the time to look after themselves. They would put their business and their family before themselves. And what this would do is it would get women to a stage where they're almost at burnout. And that's not what I want for my clients. That's not what I want for anyone in business, because once you get to burnout, it's a very, very long journey back. So that's why I decided that I was going to really focus on working with women to stop them from getting to that stage, because once you're at burnout, your business will definitely suffer because you're not in it. You're not able to do what you need to do. Your family will suffer. Your relationships will suffer because you'll start to disconnect because there's nothing left. You've got nothing left to give. So that's why I do what I do. And a little bit of my story of how I came to be doing this. As I said, I am a naturopath, but I haven't always been a naturopath. I worked in the corporate world for many, many years. When I left school, I went and I joined the Commonwealth Bank, and I worked in the Commonwealth Bank for 17 years. I went right up the ranks. At the time, I was the youngest female manager in Queensland, and I was one of only 8 female managers in the whole of Australia. And it got to a stage where there was nowhere else for me to go within the Commonwealth Bank because I'd kind of been promoted as high as I could be. All the other top jobs were taken by men, and they were going to be there and basically until they retired or died in their seat. So there was nothing for me to do. There was nowhere for me to go. So I decided to leave the Commonwealth Bank and I went out and I became a consultant. And I actually consulted back into the Commonwealth Bank and also Westpac and National Bank. I also worked for Telstra and Optus. So I did a lot of consulting work all within the IT industry. I was a project manager. I was a business analyst, very much in the IT world. I'm also a qualified accountant, so I've got a bachelor of business in accounting. So that was my world. It was very corporate based. And then things changed. At the age of 38, I decided I wanted to have children. I'd never been on the radar before then, but I just decided that that's what I wanted to do. So luckily I had a willing partner who was open to doing that. So I thought, well, everything else in my life had been fairly easy. I could do that as well. So I went off and it took me 12 months to fall pregnant because it wasn't quite as easy as I thought. And then at 12 weeks, I miscarried. That's when I started to realize what my health, my stress, my lifestyle was doing to my whole way of life, how it was affecting me. And it was a real big wake-up call for me because, you know, I had this dream, you know, I was successful in business and then I couldn't have what I wanted in my life, in my personal life, because my body was so stressed. It wasn't ready to actually have a baby. And at the age of 38, my time was running out. I was nearly 39 by this stage. So I knew things had to change and my contract was up where I was working. So I decided I wasn't going to renew it. I was just going to take a little bit of time off for me just to reassess where I was at. I told my husband I was going to take 3 months off and not do another contract. I decided to go and check this thing out called naturopathy, which I didn't know a lot about. But I did have a real strong innate belief that the body knew how to heal itself. And I just wanted to learn. So I love learning new things. And I wanted to learn a little bit more about the body. So I thought I'd go and just do 3 months and just, I don't know, just find out a little bit more. And actually, I, in the back of my mind, thought I was having 6 months off because I told my husband 3 and I went for 6 months. So off I went and I went off to naturopathic college here in Sydney. Within 1 month of giving up my corporate role and moving into study, I was pregnant with my son who turned 13 not so long ago. And I spent the next 5 years studying to be a naturopath. And in that time, I was either pregnant or breastfeeding. So I had 2 children in the 5 years that I was studying to be a naturopath. And I went on and I did my degree and came out and I was a naturopath and went on to build several successful businesses. One was a very successful multimodality clinic where I had lots of practitioners renting rooms off me, yoga and Pilates studio. My business was really, really it was growing really quickly. The first 12 months were turning over $250,000. Really great profit in the first year. And it was, everything seemed to be going great, except I was starting to burn out. I was starting to get run down. I wasn't taking the same advice that I was sharing with my clients. I was getting really stressed. I was really overwhelmed. And at the end of 3 years, I kind of was almost completely, there was nothing left. My energy levels were gone. Here I was, I had young children. I was running a successful business. I was being everything to everyone, but I wasn't looking after myself. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't sleeping properly. I was drinking wine every night to get me through. And I knew none of that was right because I'd been trained. I knew what I was doing wasn't right, but I didn't know any other way of doing that. And after a while working at that pace, as I kind of just ran out of energy, and it's like there was no fuel left in my engines, and my business then started to struggle a little bit. And because I didn't have the energy to put in it, and I decided at the end of 3 years that I would actually close down the big clinic because the rent bills were unbelievable and the stress of having to cover the rent every year, it was just getting too much for me. And so I went to a smaller clinic, a smaller business. And it was just me and one other practitioner. That went along for quite a while. And, you know, that was going well. And it was, the business was growing. I was getting great referrals, great results for my clients. And I was starting to look after myself. I was eating properly. I was back to exercise. I had more of what we could call work-life balance. But there was something still missing. And I wasn't sure what it was. And it took me a while to kind of realize that I'd lost my passion. And whilst my business was growing, I just wasn't totally connected to it anymore. And what I needed to do for me was to actually close that down and really assess where I was at. And that's what I did. After 2 years, I said, no, that's it. I'm not going to do this anymore in this way. I have to relook at the way I do my business. And so I closed that business down and I moved my office home. I still did saw clients, but they're all online. I was doing Skype consults. In that time, I wrote a book And as I was writing the book, I was really working through what I wanted and how I wanted my business to be, how I wanted my life to be. And I wrote the book. I published the book. It was called Secret Mum's Business. It has been a number one bestseller on Amazon. But even after writing the book, there was something still not there. And what I realized is I didn't really want to be the one-on-one stuff. Whilst I got great results, that wasn't my passion. My passion was for speaking. My passion was for sharing a message about living a different life, about really understanding what stress is and making the changes in your life so that your body's no longer stressed. Because what I'm realizing is that so many women don't really understand what stress is. They just think stress is the argument they had with their husband, or it's, you know, having to get, you know, their deliveries out on time. But stress is so much more than that. So I realized that I had a message to share, and I needed to share with people what stress is, because when they understood what stress is, they could make changes that would actually start to reduce stress. And when their stress levels came down, they'd be able to make better decisions, clearer decisions. They would be more focused. Their business would grow. And that's kind of what I grew my business to be is. And now I call myself a stress and lifestyle expert because I really want to share this message. I'm in the middle of writing my next book, which is all about stress, what it is, how it affects you, what the triggers are, all of that stuff. So I watch this space because that book will be published within the next few months. It's going to be out early 2016. So I'm in the middle of writing that right now. And as I was, as I've been writing the book and I've been doing a lot more work on stress and really putting the message of stress out, I had run another podcast called Secret Mum's Business, where I used to interview mums in business about how they, you know, ran a business and managed a family as well. And I realized that it's not just mums in business that I wanted to talk to. I wanted to speak to all women in business. But I also just didn't want to, in Secret Mum's Business, really, I was just learning more about other people's businesses and how they kind of managed their work-life balance. But what I wanted, and with the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business podcast, my aim is to share with you more information, because I know that as entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, you want to be successful. And for some of you, success is about making wealth. For some of you, success is about being healthy or having the freedom lifestyle. For other people, success is about having a real clarity of their vision and creating it. So I wanted to bring all those aspects together. And I also wanted to be able to speak to other people and learn from them, and not necessarily other mums in businesses. So I've started this podcast, and the aim of this podcast really is to share as much information with you. I'm going out and I'm speaking to other experts. I'll be speaking to experts around the world. Some are well known, some are not so well known, but they've all got something to share with you. And as well as the interviews that I'm going to be doing, I'm also going to be doing once a month, I'm going to be jumping on and I'm just going to be talking solely around stress and the different aspects of stress, whether or not it's the physical, it's the emotional, the spiritual side of stress. So I'm going to include that in there as well, because I really do want to get this message out about how you can make some of the changes that you know, my clients and people that come to my presentations, some of the changes they make are really, really simple, but they're so effective. They've made such a big difference in their life. And I want to share that with as many people as possible. So that's what the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business podcast is really all about. And I really hope that you come along and join me for the ride and learn. I've interviewed about 12 different people. Most of them are women, but I've actually got a few guys in there too, because I'm mixing that up a little bit. It's not just about women, because I want to get the other side of the story too. I think as women, we really need to embrace our feminine energies when it comes to running a business. But I think it's really great to get the male perspective as well, and having a bit of a chat to them as well. So hopefully you'll enjoy some of the interviews. I really would love you to kind of make sure you've subscribed. You can subscribe on iTunes, or through your Android device through Google Play. You can go to the website, sign up there, and then you'll be getting the podcast out every single week. But that's really what the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business podcast is all about. Now, what I'd love from you, because I'm going to finish this particular podcast up right now, but what I'd like from you is I'd like to know what it is you want to learn more about. What is it that stresses you out in your business, in your life? What would you like to know more about that would help you to reduce stress in all aspects of your life? Because I'll go and find someone who can answer that question for you. So if you want to leave your questions in the comments box below this podcast on the website, www.angelacouncil.com, then let me know. Let me know what you want to know, what information you want to share. Or if you're someone who you think that you've got something to share with the audience, then contact me, because I'm open to interviewing everyone who really wants to share a message that's going to help women in business, that's going to help them reduce their stress and grow their businesses and be the type of people that they want to be. So please give me your feedback, give me your input, because I want to make this podcast for you. I love doing it. I love interviewing and talking to other people, but it's more important to me that you as the audience are getting something out of it. So please leave me comments in the comments box on the blog post where this podcast is currently listed. Tell me what you want. Say hello. Introduce yourself. Tell me about your business. And maybe I might actually do is I might do a question and answer podcast. I don't know. This is open. I'll do whatever it is that you guys want. And so join me. I certainly hope that you enjoy the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business podcast. I aim to have it around for quite some time. So until next week, when I'm going to bring you an absolutely fantastic interview. The first interview that's coming up is someone who's so inspiring, what she's doing and the difference she's making in the world. I'm so excited about it and I'm going to share it with you next week. So from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. I hope you enjoyed it. Why not pop over to my website, angelacouncil.com, and do your stress quiz to find out how stress is affecting you in your life. Looking forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye for now.